Good morning. It's 6:16 on 6:16. You gotta love that. 6:16 a.m. on June 16th, 2012. Good morning and welcome to my morning. I found when I went home yesterday and started rooting around in the house, I found that elder daughter had craft foam. It's a kind of a high density foam rubber that has many of the characteristics of acoustical foam. So I cut a little block of it and then put a slice down the middle and embedded the microphone in it and held it on with a rubber band. And we'll see if it cuts down on wind. It should. I did a little test. I'm pretty sure that you can hear me. And we'll see how this goes in terms of creating a little better audio quality in windy conditions. That should work out pretty well. So yesterday was, I'll put it in its charitable terms, a waste. A big fat goose egg. Given how many of those that I've had in the past, this wasn't too shabby. The problem was, as I think I mentioned yesterday, my medication schedule was screwed up. And when I got back, I couldn't stay awake. Part of that was due to the fact that I didn't get very much sleep on Thursday night. Part of it was the medication. Part of it was I just couldn't focus. I was having a terrible time. And so it was around 9 or 9:30 in the morning, I went back to bed and slept until noon. So I must have been tired. The afternoon was basically taken up with fiddling about, farting around. The evening was taken up with family. And so I got basically nothing yesterday. I'm going to try to make up for it today a little bit. I want to at least get that audio off to Tony C. Smith today, which means about 2 hours worth of audio editing. I really would like to put a few thousand words onto Zyphirius Call. I wanted it done by this weekend. That's obviously not going to happen. Oh, a yappy dog. Hush, dog, hush. So, yeah, it's obviously not going to happen. Let's see. Steve Jacob brought up a logical flaw in my thinking when I was talking yesterday about the Sturgeon's Law and the obverse of it. It does not logically follow that if a person thinks 90% of everything is crap, that 90% of people will think anything is crap, because the truth is, some things are more generally crappy, and some things are more generally good. So whether or not any individual thing falls into some person's 10% of the good stuff, yeah. Thanks, Steve. That was actually a really good insight. Just goes to show I'm not always thinking clearly when I'm walking in the morning. This morning is probably one of those days. I haven't been up a half an hour yet. Well, yeah, no, that's not true, because I've been walking 20 minutes. But I slept in until almost 5:45. It was like 5:35, 5:40, right in there before I crawled out of bed. And I got underway before 6:00, so I haven't been up very long. My eyes are still gummy and I haven't had any coffee, so that'll tell you something. So having seen the Avengers twice, I've gone back to look at the other Marvel Universe movies. And the two Iron Man movies, Iron Man and Iron Man 2, were quite entertaining. We didn't get to see the original Iron Man in its original form. The one we got was cut down for broadcast. It was on Fox, on, not Fox, FX, on Thursday night, which is one of the reasons I stayed up too late. And then yesterday, Iron Man 2 and Thor on Netflix, which is why the evening was taken up with family. We popped popcorn and watched two movies. So it was a hoot. It was interesting that Thor was directed by Kenneth Branagh. And you could see that in the difference in atmosphere, the difference in worldview. So I don't know if there's anything else out there that's part of this universe that's a movie. Those are the only three Avengers prequels that I'm aware of. I suspect there might be more. But I'm going to have to break down and take the kids to see the movie now, I'm afraid. Darn. There goes another part of the day. But, you know, sometimes sacrifices have to be made. And being a dad, that's one of them I have to do. Speaking of which, tomorrow's Father's Day. Yippee. I wonder what we're going to do. We should do something. We should do something to celebrate. Because, well, actually, next week is going to be a big celebration for me because it's they're going away. And as nice, as much fun as rewarding in many ways as it is to be a father, to be left alone is going to be so delicious. I will have to be taking some trips down to Denver that week. I'm going to have a friend coming to town for, coming to Denver for a convention on Monday night and staying through till the 22nd. So most of the rest of the week. Not quite sure how I'm going to manage that, but we'll figure out something. I do want to go down and spend some time, particularly in the evening. It's not that far from here. It's Westminster, which is a little more than an hour. But around here, that's practically next door. So we'll burn some time there. And with the new phone and all the podcasts I want to listen to and all of the thinking that I want to do, that's probably a good way to do it. I've got this recorder now, and I can record raw thoughts in the car and use them for later, so that would be cool. One unfortunate episode happened yesterday, and that's when I went to get groceries. My card was refused. Now, that was a bit problematic. You know, I had another card, and I could use that one, and I did. But turns out that one of the machines that used my card in the last, I don't know how long, has been compromised. And because of that, the credit card company, the Wells Fargo, put a hold on my card and reissued a new one. So when it comes in, probably Monday, I'm going to have to go through and reissue all the payments that I have on this card to the new one. I can't tell you how tedious that is. first thing I have to do is figure out which ones are getting paid and then go in and change payment information. Kind of a pain in the butt. However, better than having people steal my money. And the card was due. I've practically worn the magnetic strip off the back. Oh, Saturday morning. It doesn't seem possible. In 3 days, I'll be all alone. Me and the cats. It's going to be great. Although one of the reasons that I was able to sleep in this morning was that we locked the cats out of the bedroom last night. One of my cats has a habit of playing with us at 3 a.m. I think it's a little black one. Excuse me. And she likes to get up about 3, 3:30 and get under the bed and claw at the underside of the box spring under the bed, which makes a very loud noise when you're in the bed, and usually gets us up, or at least gets me up, to try to chase them out and feed them and all the other things that I do to try to lure them out of the bedroom so I can close the door. And of course, by then, up and down the stairs a couple times, dragging their preferred chasing string and opening cans of cat food, and by then I'm awake. There's no sense for me to try to go back to sleep at that point. So I get up way too early, too many mornings. Not because of anything anybody's doing, not because of anything with me, which is the normal cause, because I'm either too wired or too wrapped up or whatever. It's because I've had some sleep, I've gotten up, I'm moving around, and now I have to stay awake, because if I go back to bed, I won't go to sleep. So I'm on my eastern trek, the long reach here. Did too much salt yesterday, my hands are swollen. I'm glad I didn't wear a jacket. I got on a work shirt and a long sleeve t-shirt under it, but I'm glad I didn't wear anything warmer. It's quite warm right at the moment. It's even with a little breeze in there, I'm getting a breeze right in my face right at the moment. So in theory, if you didn't hear that breeze roll by, then my little makeshift windscreen is working. One of the problems that I've got is that I don't know exactly where the little hole is for the microphone. Usually when you have one of these little mic thingies, you can find the hole where the sound enters the casing. And in this case, I can't find it. I don't see it. So I don't know if I've got it covered or not. I'm pretty sure that you're hearing me. I did some sound tests with the sound shield, with the windshield on. So I'm pretty sure that you can hear me. I just don't know whether or not it's blocking wind. We'll see in a minute. When I get home and unload this. A couple dog walkers up here. So the new website is coming along quite nicely. It's almost ready to roll out. We'll be probably putting it out sometime this week. My goal is like a very loose July 1 would be good. We'll see if that works out. I've got to go through and see if there's anything I want to add or anything I want to fix. Allie's been really good about taking my suggestions, particularly where they work in ways that don't seem quite right to me. We've populated the bottom footer. We've handled the slideshows. She's upgraded all my graphics. So it's looking quite spiffish. I'm going to go through and find where there's pages or links that go to pages that are blank or to be filled in or something like that. I suspect there are a few. And we're going to try to merge the content from the other site, which includes comments, into the new one. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do is create a new install and merge both databases and then copy the folder that has the theme into the new one. And then what we'll need to do is reset the DNS pointer to point to the new website instead of the old one. It shouldn't be too bad. Oh, this will be a good test. I've got a light breeze blowing across. I can actually hear the leaves rustling. So there's a good amount of wind blowing. Let's see if my windscreen works. So I just made my northern turn. Sun is up. I'm not smelling quite as much smoke as I have been the last few days. Fire is still burning. Not quite sure where the winds are blowing the smoke anymore. The plume isn't showing up on the satellite photographs. At least not on the ones that I've seen. It may show up sporadically or something, but I'm not seeing it at the moment. I need to mow today. I didn't mow yesterday. I should have done that too and didn't. I was so tired. Couldn't get out of my own way all day. So today I have to try to get this audio. No, today I have to get this audio out to Tony C. Smith so that I'm clear the decks for the next audio project so I can start recording. Before I do that, I've got to get the text that I need for Dan Sawyer's stuff converted and put onto the Nook so that I've got the text I need to read ready. I need to put it up as HTML, I think. I tried to find something that would read RTFs on my Nook, and I can't. I suspect that it is something in the Android marketplace, but I didn't find it. I didn't look very hard, so I suspect a quick Google will answer the question. The problem is it's just probably not worth it. Lovely cool morning. I want to make sure I get the lawn mowed before it gets too hot today. So we'll go in, we'll get some breakfast, we'll get some coffee, get this posted, get some audio work done. Maybe I'll take a little break and mow a yard or two. And here we are, at the back gate, one more time. And with that, tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.